Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
It's a fire.
Hello. Welcome to the TagCast 437. I'm Gatch. Over there is
Terry. I'm Terry. And yes, it's Monday. Welcome to it, Taggets. We're rolling some riot in the background.
That's a riot.
Fire down under.
Ah.
That's to signify the fact that my godson's house burnt down yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm trying to make light of a serious situation, but what can you do? So, some riot from 1983, I believe. If you like classic pseudo-thrash metal, this is kind of where it was going at the time. So check those guys out. You heard of Riot, Jared?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they're still a band anymore, but yeah, we got a guest in the studio in the form of superfan Jared. Thanks for being here.
What's going on, man?
Not much.
I can't believe it's sunny outside.
I know.
It's supposed to be raining right now.
Is it?
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh.
There was like a 60% chance to rain. We got rained on Saturday night. Well, I didn't, but...
Somewhere it's raining men.
Oh. Magic Mike?
I don't know.
It's raining men.
Is that a movie?
That's a song, I think. Liza Minnelli. You've been watching Arrested Development?
That shit's old school.
Yeah. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I finished it.
No way. That's why you're
still this morning.
That's why you're still asleep when we got here?
Yeah, I finished it.
I don't believe you. How
I
many?
Did.
13 episodes?
15.
Fuck. I got like 3 and I fell asleep because that was a long day. I had a long bunch of bullshit going on yesterday. What do you think? What do you think about Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig playing the early version?
Well, when I first clicked on it, it was episode 2, and I didn't really think anything of it. I don't remember. I just kept thinking, oh, well, I don't really remember where it left off anyway. And so I...
So you missed Cuatro de Mayo?
Well, yeah, then I went back and watched the first one, and then I was like, oh, well, now it makes sense where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And,
Spoiler.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil... anything, if there is anything to spoil. If you've watched the first 3 episodes, you probably have a good idea of what's going to go on in the season.
I like George Michael with a mustache.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he wanted to maybe change his name. But then Boy George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should be Boy George.
Poor Michael.
Did you watch any of it, Jared?
No, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, you kind of want to probably watch the first 3 seasons, and that's like 53 episodes, so it's an investment. But people used to tell me about that like year. I didn't even hear about Arrested Development until it was after it was already canceled. Did you?
Yeah, I don't think I really did either.
In the intro, how they say their life was canceled.
Yeah. I don't know. It took me a few episodes to really like.
Gotta
enjoy what they were doing with it.
Lindsay and the mom look so much older, though.
Yeah, they do.
God, they look tore up. I don't understand, man. Everyone else pretty much looks
Portia
pretty
de
much
Rossi. You could see her lines coming through.
And their hair just looked like both of those ladies just looked disheveled to me. I don't know what the deal was, but I guess Ellen must be tearing her up.
It must be.
Or just life in general.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had...
Well, it has been, like, almost 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Are they still making a movie?
as far as I know, they better. They teased us with it. Bastards.
Hmm.
Arrested Development. Yeah, I watched.
That was like, kind of a theme throughout the season.
I watched like three episodes of season three, like two nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
Before, and I thought, for some reason, I thought I could get through season three.
Uh-huh.
No chance. But I didn't wait because I know what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I finally got to experience a first in my van on Saturday, a blowout while driving 55.
That's crazy, man.
I handled it like a pro, dude, and then people stopped and tried to help me. It was awesome.
Hmm.
So I loaded up the van with all of our stuff all by myself because that's how I roll. And then I'm headed out of town. I get about a mile out of town. I get up to about 60, and it's like shimmying.
Yeah.
So I pull over and check it out, and there's like a big chunk of my tire gone. The steel belts are hanging out and stuff, so I was like, shit. So called Jake, told him I'm going to be late, got to go back home, change my tire. So I changed my tire, and I'm rolling with a shitty spare with a chunk out of it now. I just get on a 7-mile lane off of 34, just get up to speed, and boom, blows out. And then a car pulls up behind me. Hey, you cool? You got a jack and everything? You need help? Nope. And a couple other people stopped and asked me. But so, yeah, I didn't think we were going to make it to the gig, but we transferred all the gear from my van to Jake's two cars, then made his wife follow us out there. But it all worked out in the end. And then today I had to get up kind of early, and well, actually I guess it would be yesterday because today's Monday, but got my tire woes all taken care of. Luckily I had some extra tires in my garage.
Ooh, tire woes.
That's a Doobie Brothers song, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're driving down the road. Whoa.
You big Doobie Brothers fan, Jared?
Yeah, I've heard some of their stuff.
Tire woes. You got any of their records?
Yeah, I have their one that came out in 78.
Minute by minute?
I think so. And on the insert, it had a picture of a joint.
Whoa. Doobie Brothers. I get it. That's cool.
I bought that
was one of the first 8-tracks I ever bought with my own money.
Really?
Doobie Brothers and the Blues Brothers.
Wow. Was it because it said Doobie on it?
It's because it said Brothers.
Oh.
Because it was me and my brother. We took our allowance in together to Fred Meyer. Bought mm-hmm. 2 8-track tapes.
Wow.
1978.
Hmm.
Can't remember how much they cost, though. Wish I still had those. They'd probably be worth a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Or at least
I remember riding my bike from Lebanon to Albany to buy the new copy of
Bon Jovi?
Angel Dust, because no one in Lebanon had it.
Ooh.
It wasn't like a Walmart album.
Wow, that's kudos, dude. If it would have been something, I would have made fun of you, but it was Angel Dust.
Yeah.
I used to walk from Lebanon to Albany just for Angel Dust. Then I'd jump off the top of the building.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention, today's episode is brought to you by Fistable Bowling Equipment. Get into it up to your wrist with Fistable Bowling Equipment.
Nice. New sponsor, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, new sponsor, I forgot to tell you. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Do you ever have any experiences, either one of you guys, when you were in school with, like, teachers crossing the line of saying stuff to students that shouldn't be said to students?
No, sure.
No, I don't think so.
No. My daughter, who's 15, has a friend at school, and her teacher just received a disciplinary action for calling her a lying little slut. You shouldn't even be able to call your daughter a lying little slut, whether wow. she is or not. When she's 15 and you're a teacher, I mean, they said they can't do anything, but they probably will not have him back next year, so.
Huh.
But she is a lying little slut, though. I'm not going to mention any names, but she totally is.
Was it in, like, a context? Like, was it, like, you lying little slut?
Yeah.
Or was it just, like, lighthearted kind of?
No, it was like she was lying to him.
Oh.
So he called her. I don't think she was being a slut at the time, but.
Yeah. She was definitely lying.
I've heard that she is, though. As a matter of fact, my wife went down to the river with the kids the other day to enjoy the riverside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this lying little slut down there drinking with overaged boys.
Wow.
So she might be a lying little slut for all I know.
Was she smoking?
Yeah.
Because you know,
she smokes, she pokes.
Yep.
Did you know that, Jared?
Yeah.
That's a phrase. I'm glad you knew that. So what else has been going on? You were telling me before we got recording here that you've been to a few shows over the last couple weeks, and I said I haven't been to any.
What'd you go to? I went and saw Arkworld and Ghost Fuzz at Cloud and Kelly's, and then I think it was the weekend before that I saw High Desert Hooligans and a couple other punk bands out at the Dixie.
I love those High Desert Hooligans.
Yep, they're pretty good.
Sexy, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, that would be cool. I haven't been to a show in so long, and then last night we played, and it kind of blew my eardrums out, even though it was outside, because, I don't know, it was loud. Jake broke two sticks in one song.
Boom.
Two sticks in one song. $14 song right there. Bam.
Wow.
$14 pair of sticks. It's like, how did you even do that? And people were freaked out because they kind of like country, and we didn't play any country. But it was fun. We called ourselves Devil Music. We played a bunch of classic rock covers, which was weird. It was kind of like the Bikini Jars.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of... I'm glad they were really drunk before we got there, because we could have played better. So that's what I did over the weekend. Besides, Dustin went up to Portland with us on Thursday and saw the... What'd you think of the Helium Comedy Club?
That was pretty fun. Had a good time.
I remember you saying you liked it better, thought it was better set up than Harvey's.
Yeah. And I haven't been to Harvey's in like a dozen years, though. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to badmouth Harvey's, but I also don't care.
There was a little bit of online drama on the Portland Comics
Book
because of the couple people that didn't show up. Because a couple of the people in the contest thought that because of the fact that that person didn't show up, that one of the persons was stripped of their right to be advanced into the, you know, because only two people advanced.
Yeah, that is true.
And
that is true.
And then some people were saying, yeah, and then other people were saying, so you're going to blame the fact that you didn't make it through on the fact that Jonas Barnes didn't show up. And he said he hadn't even paid his fee, and he didn't think he was going to even be listed on the thing because he didn't have the money at the time.
Yeah, he didn't pay. They just.
But then if he would have brought the $20 with him, I guess he could pay when he got there. But he didn't know if that's how it was going to work.
They just kind of left a spot open for him just in case. Well, they probably should have took three from each night regardless.
Yeah, and it said that in the initial rules and regulations. If there's 10 or more contestants in a night, they take three. If there's 9 or less, they only take two.
It was spelled out. I don't know. Maybe they should have tried to like fill in that slot from someone else.
And it made me wonder
another night. But I don't know. It depends on, you know, I mean, I don't know.
It made me wonder what that rule was for, because as I looked at the schedule, all the shows were at least 10 people.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, but I think they just figured if people didn't show up.
Because if only 6 people showed up.
Well, what if only three?
You guys all make it through. You don't even have to perform.
That'd be awesome.
But yeah, and once again, I called, would have been 2 out of 3, but they only chose 2, so I guessed them both.
Yeah.
Noriko was pretty funny.
Both pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, and he had a good stage presence, and you know, he unwrapped them,
and then he wrapped up the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I even had a good time telling his story about his friend that ate the pot brownies without knowing that they were pot brownies.
Yeah,
he's like, she's skinny and she's like a snake. You can see in her belly when she's eating something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was moving around in there. Don't eat my food, bitch! Strobe light. Pretty good.
That
stuff.
Was interesting. There was a wide array of comedy going on there.
Yeah, all different kinds.
The guy that opened up the show, not Nathan, but the
first guy,
the contestant. Yeah, he seemed like, you know, he was working with a dry crowd.
Yeah.
You know, they quite weren't up to...
they weren't ready to laugh yet.
Yeah, they weren't, you know, 2 drinks minimumed.
Yeah, and then it seemed to get better, but there was a wide array. There was, like, the nerdy guy, and then there was, like, the lesbian lady, and then, like, the hipster chick, and a little bit of everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Portland's all about, a little bit of everything for everybody.
And then some mac and cheese.
Oh, dude.
Did you try that?
I didn't. I was scared. The darkness and the color of the... Like, it's dark in the room. We get this bowl of macaroni and cheese.
It was macaroni and cheese we ordered, right?
Like chunks of bacon in it? Was it bacon?
It was like bacon bits, but the thing that I think that you were seeing that
paprika.
Was scary... No, it was colored noodles.
From the paprika, though, or what?
No, like the orange and green.
Oh.
And then on top of that, and then the paprika, yeah, is
That was heavy. Taste. That was heavy on the paprika.
Yeah. And I didn't realize, you know, because I know what paprika tastes like.
I don't really ever think I've tasted it. Just a tiny bit sprinkled on the top of like a deviled egg.
That's all you want.
Just a little bit.
Because if you put, you know, have you ever eaten too much paprika on something, Jared?
No.
We should try the paprika challenge and see if you can eat a teaspoon and just swallow it.
That's just kind of expensive.
Well, it'd be an expensive
unless
challenge.
Unless you go to, I don't know. I have
dollar
some,
store paprika's good.
Yeah, I have some tins that are shipped over from Spain. They're in a little tin.
Huh.
So I don't use paprika that much.
Yeah.
Because it has an overpowering flavor. Oh, but seriously, if you put more than a pinch in like a bowl of soup, that's like overkill. Overkill on the paprika.
Overprill.
I wonder if anyone's ever done a line of paprika. We might have to do that later out here.
Well, that could be the challenge.
Yeah.
I'll snort a line of cinnamon if you snort a line of paprika.
I don't know if that's good for you, though.
Oh, what is? What is?
Fire ants. Don't snort fire ants.
Cigarettes aren't good for you.
Yeah.
Smoke them.
Have you ever heard about the... It was on 1001 Ways to Die or whatever, the person that snorted fire ants?
I think I saw that.
And then they, like... can't get out or whatever because they somehow like barb themselves in there and they just suffocate you.
Oh, because you can't breathe.
Yeah, I think they like swell up your throat or something.
I want to try that. I'm lucky they don't have fire ants around here, I guess.
Yeah. I saw there was a new ant colony coming up from South America, though.
Are they beloved?
Nope.
Beloved ants?
Nope. They are tearing people up.
Then they're behated.
Yeah, they're behated.
Behated ants.
Wow.
The behated cunt ants.
Yep. Or the cants.
We were talking about this chick, and I still don't know where I missed her, but Amanda Bynes is all over Twitter freaking out.
I don't know who that is.
Well, she was in a couple shows. She was in That's What I Like About You and the remake of Shampoo. And she had a couple Nickelodeon shows when she was like 13, the Amanda Show and some other one. But
yeah,
you know,
she's all
been,
crazy.
Oh,
she's
dude,
the new Lindsay.
Yeah, she's tweeting all these weird pictures, and now she threw her bong out of a 36 floor apartment window.
Wow, that's dangerous.
It didn't hit anybody, but it was raining bong water in New York City, apparently.
Wow.
The New York judge, they released her on her own recognizance after she was arrested for throwing a bong out of her 36th floor apartment window. She tossed the item Thursday night when police were in her apartment investigating a complaint that she was smoking weed in the building lobby. She was wearing a disheveled blonde wig in court, and she was charged with a felony count of tampering with evidence as well as reckless endangerment and marijuana possession. She was briefly taken into Roosevelt Hospital for psychiatric observation before she was booked at the Midtown North Precinct House. And then, on another note, she also was recently banned from a private jet flight in New Jersey because she tried to use Google as a valid form of photo ID. She didn't have her ID, so she's like, got her tablet. She's like, check it out. Amanda Bynes, that's me. Look, I'm freaked out. I'm on Twitter.
You might as well just get like...
I'm throwing bongs out the window. I'm taking pictures of myself.
Yeah. Might as well just get a...
So she has officially joined into my celebrity death pool.
Oh, really? Do you have one going?
Well, Cher has been in there, but she's refusing to...
No, but do you have an official entry?
No, I just have my
celebrity deaths.
Is there a real one?
Yeah, the Stanhope.
Yeah, I haven't got affiliated with that yet.
Oh,
did you see his thing?
They
raised $55,000.
No, it was $85,000 last time I saw it.
Well, in 24 hours, it was $55,000.
Yeah,
for some.
I know. I read the prizes. I was like, none of this is real.
I'll say a prayer for you for $25.
Yeah.
For $100, you get to do something when you're on your way to heaven. I can't remember what else you get to.
Mm-hmm.
There was some cool things, but that was just more people just donating for the cause.
Oh, for sure. It was a family who had had their home tore up by the tornado.
Yeah.
And so it was... and then the reporter, when they were interviewing her, said something about... there's something about God, and she spoke right up, and she said, oh, I'm an atheist.
Yeah, and so Atheist Unite is this whole thing.
And so, you know, they kind of, as people, I guess, they look down upon her atheism or something. Or
no prayers going out to you,
or,
bitch.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
send your prayers and thoughts. Oh, wait, no prayers. I'm an atheist.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
You know.
So is it that popular on Kickstarter to start Kickstarters for, like, good causes like that? Like, for people who've had tragedies happen to them?
You can't on Kickstarter. That one's on Indiegogo.
Oh, oh,
there's
oh.
a few different platforms, but Kickstarter does not do
disaster
like
relief.
Yeah, they don't do charity stuff like that. You could probably sell something under it and then donate the money, but I don't think it's the best platform for charity.
Yeah,
there's a Indiegogo and another one.
It just made me think real quick because, like I said at the beginning of the episode,
Yeah,
Jill and Jaden's house burnt to the ground. You know Kevin Crispin, right? You know
yes.
Kevin? He was actually coming back from the lake on Saturday and caught a pretty good video.
Saturday.
He videoed it.
Really?
Yeah, and I randomly saw it on Facebook.
That could be evidence, or could be something in the background, maybe.
Dude, it was fucking fully engulfed the whole house. I was just in that house last week eating cake and drinking punch and opening presents, and I'm fucking sad because my little godson's all of his birthday presents got burnt up.
Man.
All of his clothes, all of his toys, everything is gone. She had like 10 pairs of Doc Martens. She was a collector, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So she had lots of stuff.
Possessions and stuff, right?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
more than
most people, a kind of a borderline hoarder. Like,
yeah, but
a lot of it was
just,
junk,
I mean,
a lot of it was really cool stuff.
Just losing anything
in
that kind of a situation.
Yeah, the fire department put him up at the Shanico Inn there in Lebanon, so.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been inside a fire, Jared?
No.
My brother used to be a firefighter. I got some cool pictures of him in full gear with just like a house burning. He's all in it. He looks like one of those guys from that movie.
Backdraft?
Ladder 49, whatever.
Oh, Backdraft. Yeah. One of those fireman movies.
Fireman movies.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever rode in a fire engine?
As a child, I got to, in the parade. I used to ride in the parade for the local fair because I had one leg. They felt sorry for me. I was the honorary Shriner of the area.
Oh, right on.
You know what's
weird? They didn't put you in one of those little cars with a hat?
No, they have a bigger car that kind of looks like those little cars, and it said the Al Qaeda Temple, which is Super Dave brought that up. It's weird that it's Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
That's really close to something else that's not very popular
that up,
right
I couldn't
now.
Really figure out what, I guess Al Qaeda was a guy way back sometime.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was, but this remind me of, I don't even know why, but last night we're at the little shindig, right? And, in between songs, I'm trying to be funny as I normally do. And then I had talked to Jake. He's like, you got to say something about Memorial Day weekend because these guys are kind of, you know, hillbillies and they're really, really political, you know, support the troops and, you know, veterans and all this stuff. And I was like, I wonder if I should do, my Andy Andrus joke. And he's like, what is it? I go, it's pretty risque for people who support the troops. And he's like, do it. Do it. And then just tell him before you do it that you didn't want to, but I made you. And I was like, all right. And he didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, happy Memorial Day, everybody. We'd played a couple songs. I was like, thanks for having us at this party. We're celebrating for, you know, all the veterans that have served us. You guys support the troops? And they're like, yeah, because there was like 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So then I pulled the Andrus, and I'm like, what do you guys do for them? He got totally quiet. Like, you just say, yeah, when I ask if you support the troops, or do you, like, send them food or money or what? And they're just like,
You write them a letter, send them a postcard.
They're all rubble, 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 rubble in the background. And I was like, I'm just kidding you guys. Jake, he made me tell that joke. It's not even my joke. But then Steve Nims, he was the thrower of the party. He got up there after we were done. He's like, making fun of me, kind of, but he wanted to tell jokes. So he's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a stand-up comedian, too. Because I had said that in between the songs, and then he told a couple street jokes. I can't remember there.
Right on.
There were walking.
Did he say release the Kraken?
No, they were walking into a bar jokes.
Oh.
Like these three dudes walked into a bar, and one said blah, 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 and the other one said, we don't do that.
Huh. You know what I've never heard is a good two bars walk into a bar joke.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like two, like building bars.
Yeah.
walk into like just a like a barbershop pole bar.
I heard a weird twist. I wish I could remember it, but I can't exactly. But it was a total setup for one of those, a priest and a rabbi and a whatever walk into a bar. But they didn't walk into the bar. They were already in the bar or something, and then it said, and they had no idea how jokes worked. Because the setup was completely backwards, so you couldn't make a joke out of it anyway, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah, the rabbi and the rabbit.
Eh, silly rabbit. Silly rabbi. Chicks are for ticks.
Have you ever seen a rabbi, Jared?
I don't think so.
Have you, Terry?
Just on television.
What's the rabbi? The rabbi is Catholic?
I thought he was Jewish.
Oh. Well, that shows how much I know.
I don't even know. I might be incorrect. I thought a rabbi.
I know I'm incorrect now. I thought
the rabbis had like
you're right.
Jew curls and a little Jew cap.
You know,
Jew cap.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jewish people are kind of rare on the West Coast, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're kind of the Indians of the East Coast.
I thought it was kind of weird that that one comedian. That Marsha Belsky said that she's from Oklahoma, but she was raised Jewish there.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have a Jewish accent.
Yeah, there's probably a community, I would imagine.
And she didn't have an Oklahoman accent.
Yeah.
She just talked like a person. Like,
so you think it's just for a joke?
Oh, no. I think she just practiced her non-regional diction.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to be a anchor.
I couldn't even imagine being from a Midwest country. You've been over to Florida before, right, Jared?
No, I've not been to Florida.
Didn't we? I know you've been over there on some crazy thing I asked one time, and then it was like, yeah. Was that New York? You've been to Maine?
No, I've been to Virginia and D.C.
Oh, D.C. Yeah, that's what it was. Nice.
You don't have a very good memory. I haven't been past Texas.
I haven't been past the great geezer.
Oh, I wonder if you lined them up if San Antonio's farther east than the geezer or the
guy. I don't know. It'd probably be farther south.
Is that Wyoming?
Miles. Yeah.
Well, I meant farther
Well, Yellowstone.
East. It's Wyoming, though.
Yeah. I think it's on the far end of Wyoming, though, right?
Yeah.
Or is it on the near end?
I've never been.
It's like the Four Corners, though, right?
I went through the corner of Wyoming, but it was the northwest corner.
Is anybody wearing any hats?
No.
Cowboy hats, Montana hats.
Saw some dental floss tycoons out there in Montana.
Nice.
Yep.
But I couldn't imagine being from the Midwest kind of Bible Belt region. I think it'd be, and then moving away from there.
I'm trying to readjust to the...
Yeah, you know, because you would probably be heavy accent. It probably would be pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Most states are landlocked. It's just a fact.
You can't go to the ocean. Well, you can go to it, but it's not near you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's easily taken for granted. We live less than an hour from the ocean.
Yeah.
And some people live, like, what, 3,000 miles to the middle of the country?
Well, 1,500, something like that.
Yeah. Like, if you lived up in...
Saskatchewan?
Yeah, or just below that whatever middle state is Michigan.
Yeah.
Then you'd have the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Those great, well, they're not
That's
that
no
great.
Ocean, and you get lots of snow there, too.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Hmm?
Hey, Jared, you heard that story about that guy that discovered those captive girls in Cleveland. Did you hear about that a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
The neighbor was eating a Big Mac, and he left his Big Mac behind to go save those girls. Did you know that, Charles Ramsey?
And now he's going to get some free McDonald's for life.
No, but he gets... How did you know?
I'm guessing.
He's offered by several places in Cleveland to give him free burgers for life.
Wow. Well, I'd pick any but McDonald's.
Well, the McDonald's...
If it's
going to
be free.
Yep.
It said more than a dozen Ohio restaurants are offering free burgers for life to Cleveland kidnapping hero Charles Ramsey. The restaurants, including Cleveland's AMP 150, I thought they were going to say AMPM. I don't want free burgers from AMPM. And the Washington, the Washington Place Bistro and Inn. So I don't think they're like Burger King, McDonald's. They're like actual good places with burgers. They said they're inspired to offer free burgers after he abandoned his Big Mac meal to help the kidnapping victims when he heard a scream come from the home. Now, me, I would have finished my burger. No, I'm just kidding. But there is another place... the restaurant where he is a dishwasher was inspired to create the Ramsay Burger in honor of his employee. It's an 8-ounce burger of certified Angus beef with a secret sauce.
Hmm.
Wow. Scott Kuhn of the Driftwood Restaurant Group said that he owns 4 restaurants that are offering the free burger deal to Ramsay. We want to honor our local hero with local food. So, yeah, I don't think it's any national change. Local food.
Yeah, and that's awesome. You know,
making,
yeah, I mean,
we're making sure that he has opportunities to go out and fully enjoy his burger.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, wasn't right after, like, he became a hero, right? You know, like, he was just a guy eating a burger.
Yeah, dishwasher.
Just imagine yourself eating a burger, and then you see that thing go on, and, you know, you'd go and...
You hear a scream from the neighbor.
Yeah, you would go and, like, investigate, and everything turns out the same, and... And then all of a sudden you have this huge media attention of you're just this hero. Everybody's a hero. Everybody's a hero.
You want free stuff?
And then all of a sudden people go, ooh, wait, you were arrested in like 1985.
Didn't you get caught smoking crank or crack one day?
Yeah. And then, you know, I was just reading an article about that and how, you know, you're just in like the golden voice guy, how... When, remember that guy, the homeless guy, and he had like the radio voice.
Oh, he went on American Idol or one of those shows.
I don't know. He was just a homeless guy, and but he was holding a sign, and then they'd drive by, and they'd be all, or he'd have this mega radio voice, but he was homeless, and then a viral video went viral. Everybody wanted to give him a job, and then all of a sudden it came out. Oh, he's got a history, and he's an alcoholic, and then nobody wanted anything to do with him.
That's bullshit, man.
It's like,
why do they got to drag up people's past?
I don't know.
Like,
the guy's homeless anyway, you know?
If I became famous for something, do you think they'd start dragging out dirt on me? Like, oh, he got a DUI on his bicycle in 1992.
Probably.
And then, like, when he was 12, he broke into the neighbor's house and, like, vandalized it.
If they did, they'd make it a huge thing to where it'd just be overblown.
I don't even want to do anything good for anybody now. Because if I do good, then they're just going to tear me down.
Y'all, I can't believe you didn't finish Arrested Development.
Dude, I didn't get home till 3 a.m. And I know it's Monday. I know I had all Sunday to do it, but I was busy fixing tires and recording this episode.
So what's been going on, Jared?
Not a whole lot.
You been partying at all?
No, not really.
Damn it.
You been spinning any vinyl?
Yeah, sometimes.
I still don't get to spin vinyl yet.
I was listening to some vinyl the other day.
Yeah?
On YouTube.
Have you ever seen those videos where they videotape the record spinning and playing?
I've seen them, and I could see the thing spinning.
And it's like... The quality's not that good because they're just recording it with...
Yep.
But don't they have, like, a USB one that you could, like, record it directly into your computer?
Oh, I'd imagine.
And then you could take a video and then sync it up?
It's been a long while since I've listened to vinyl. I don't know if I should say that here among 2 vinyl people.
Oh, you can. We'll invite you over to our houses and play vinyl.
But I listened to the one on there on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the hisses and crackles.
Does that
a couple really loud pops.
Yeah.
Like, really loud. That kind of turned me off.
Turned you off?
Yeah.
So you want brand new vinyl?
No. Well, it was a huge pop, though. Like, almost blew out my ears. I was like...
Whoa.
It's just not a good copy of the record.
All right. All right.
You know?
All right.
But, you know, I can appreciate the atmosphere of it, you know, because it definitely did a different vibe. It was Animals. That's what I was listening to.
We got to get out of here. We got to get out of this place.
No. No. Animals from Pink Floyd.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant the band Animals.
And then I was watching some live footage of that song. Dogs.
That's a good album.
One of my favorites of Floyd. The underappreciated one of the big hits era.
And not very many songs on there either.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got from, you got the early Floyd, you know, that's, I guess it's more known now than it probably was in the 90s when,
right.
when I was first discovering it, you know, with the Syd Barrett up into Dark Side of the Moon. You know, because Dark Side of the Moon's when they really broke out, right?
Right. That's when they became huge.
Yeah, and then they had, after that it was Wish You Were Here,
mm-hmm.
and then Animals, and then The Wall.
And then boom, they're like a household commodity.
Yeah, that was it. That's just, that was the four main studio albums, huh?
Well, The Division Bell. After,
well, I know, but
later.
I mean, I'm just saying of those...
at that
like,
era?
Of that era, because after The Wall, you know, they had the Final Cut, which was kind of the third disc of The Wall, people say. And
yeah, it was just like the odds and ends that were left over.
Yeah, and it's not a strong album. I actually preferred like Roger Waters' solo stuff.
Yeah.
To
I need to listen to some
final,
more of that.
Final Cut.
Now, was
Pros and Cons,
that's
Hitchhiking.
What I was
going
to say. They played that full album. I remember recording that onto a cassette mm-hmm. off the radio off KGON when it first came out.
And, the Radio Chaos.
Was that the hit?
No, that was another album.
Oh.
But I'm not very familiar with it. But yeah, the Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, I remember really enjoying. It had some weird, like, background singers.
Yeah, they sang the chorus on that. These are the pros and cons of hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Or something
yeah.
weird like that. Yeah, it was catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Different. It wasn't very Floyd-y. I remember not thinking that it was very Floyd-y.
And it was also like a mid-80s. You know, because the Final Cut, I think, was 84. So that was probably like 85 to 87, which we've discussed before is a weird time in music.
Yeah.
And especially
sure.
in popular music, because he would kind of be trying to go from away from that, you know. Because at that time, I mean, I imagine his bitterness was still there.
Oh, yeah. Between all of them, for sure.
Yeah, and just the, you know, his whole hate for the Floyd at that time, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, either, I think it was more towards the fans. Weird, though.
Because that was around the time that he'd been, like, spitting on crowds and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was the Animals tour. When he'd spit on the crowd and he'd yell out a number every night, and then that was how many shows were left on the tour.
Because he was just counting them down.
Yep.
Yeah, poor Roger.
Yeah, I think that was on one of the YouTube videos I saw. They had it was somebody talking about, it was an eyewitness to one of the spittings in 1977.
Doesn't bode well with your fans.
It doesn't.
When it comes out, you know. A lot of rockers spit just onto the side of the stage or, you know, maybe into the crowd, but when they found out that it was totally, like, malicious or whatever.
Dude, I remember I was talking to Al one time about we were talking about starting a project, and he's like, yay, I like to get up all, you know, because he's... He liked to do, like, the hangout backstage, not really, like, make yourself known before the performance. You know, you're the performer. You should have this mystique about you and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, I really, really get jammed up when I'm up on stage, man. I get all the juices, you know. I'll spit in your face. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you're, like, the guy in the band, like, you just walk up to him and spit in his face. And then he's like, yeah!
Okay. Word,
like, that's
yo.
A rock move, and I was like,
not in the face. It's not a money shot right there.
I was like, I could see where that would be energetic.
Al is Al.
If you're like at an outdoor festival and on a 100-foot stage and they're 25 feet away or something. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, dude. I was just feeling it is what I was doing.
Yeah, but at the Dixie.
No. No, no moshing and no face spitting.
Yeah.
So I put a thing on the Facebook today that said, hey, what's on your mind, Taggets? Sean McLean says, I don't want to talk about it. And as I was, as I was typing, that's what we're here for. We do want to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
He had typed in, I heard some rumors today on the underwebs. Apparently there is a haunted car wash in Oregon down towards the Eugene area. Team Yancey Paranormal Explorers is planning an adventure to go check this out and do a full investigation.
Oh, they should.
I think he's talking about the Brownsville Car Wash.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Many bands have died in there.
He left a comment on one of our YouTube videos the other day.
What did it say?
My name is Yancy.
Not.
That's what it said.
It just said, my name is Yancy?
Yeah, that's his catchphrase.
My name's not Yancy.
I have a list here of top 10 favorite metal bands. From old Jared over here.
All right, let's see. Should I whip one up real quick? I don't think
sure,
I
if you want.
I'd have to do it mentally. I don't think I could do it.
All right. What's your number 10?
They have to be in order?
Does that even... No.
No. Yeah, I'll write on my hand.
How about I'll list one of these, and then you tell me if it's on your top 10.
Okay.
Except...
They might be 11, but probably not top 10.
Top 10.
So yeah, I'll say no.
Yeah. Except. What do you got to say about some except?
I was recently watching their former singer, Udo Dirkschneider, has his own band now called Udo.
Mm-hmm. A very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
And what, he's about six, or he's about 3'2".
Yeah, maybe something around there. And he wears all that camo, and now his hair's all gray, and he looks the same, short and stocky. Mm-hmm. And they play a few Accept songs. Now, Accept has a new singer, and I haven't... Have you heard the new album, Jared?
No, I've only heard their older stuff.
Yeah, I love Restless and Wild. That's a great album.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have that album.
Restless and Wild.
That's really close, but not quite.
No.
And I have Balls to the Wall. I have my Balls to the Wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good one.
London.
Yeah,
the
first two, and then after that, they kind of dropped
Although
off,
they had a bunch
they?
Before that, but they weren't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had like four, I think, before
oh, wow.
Restless and Wild. And then I think Metal Heart came out sometime after Balls to the Wall, which I still have an Accept Metal Heart shirt, and it's got a
wow.
huge Metal Heart on it, and on the back it says 1985.
I saw a vinyl record the other day. It was a heart.
Heart-shaped record? Was it Queens of the Stone Age?
Nope, it wasn't. It was Alfonso Ribeiro.
What?
Yeah, from back in the day, when from like 84, I was looking up his old that commercial that you used to see with him.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s where he had that breakdance book.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a breakdance video, and I kept going, man, nobody bought this because I can't find the fucking full video anywhere. It was a book, and you'd get a cardboard mat, a 6x8 cardboard mat that you could fold up and take anywhere with you. You could...
That's too much stuff, dude. You got more than that?
Yeah, you did when it was like 1995 yeah, and down
I saw,
below.
I saw that video, and he has also given away a 2LV RAF compilation to break dance to with it and stuff.
Yeah. Of all the, you know, make sure you tell your mom and dad that these aren't the dangerous moves. These are the all, and you'll work your way up to the windmill.
That's too funny.
Yeah, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching that, and, you know, I had a breakdancing book.
You did?
Yeah, sure, why not? Well, I walked down to the Odyssey bookstore. They had one down there in the used thing, and so, you know, it's like
said, fuck it.
$3 or $4. And there's people breakdancing in Lebanon, as odd as that is.
That is odd. Well, I think they were breakdancing everywhere, at least trying to.
Oh, for sure. There was, you know, I mean, every town's got some breakdances.
Hells yeah.
Do you have a list? Or?
Oh, I'm working on it.
Okay.
You, the first one you said, I said
yeah.
No, so.
Yeah, I accepted that.
Okay, what's next? I got 9 so far.
Well, some heads are going to roll because of Judas Priest.
Oh, shit. You know, that's a, let's see what I got here, 3, 6, 7, 8.
Two on each finger.
I think Priest would make my list.
All right.
Just for longevity and
sure.
influence
give it to him
as a small child hearing it for the first time and going, what the fuck is this?
Just like the influence as far as just like the creation of the air guitar, you almost have to just put them in the Hall of Fame for,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Did they create the air guitar?
Well, I don't think they did, but I think
But
that
they started lining it up probably first.
No, it was people. That's where the air guitar came from, though, was from their shows, because they would go and I think they'd play tapes. Was popular. You'd take your demo tape and then they'd go and they'd play it on like at local gig or whatever. And then people started bringing cardboard guitars to rock out while the tape played in the background.
Where was this at?
It was like in England when Priest was first starting out.
I did not know that they had a hand in air guitar pioneering.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was one main guy that kept bringing this cardboard guitar, and then he would just, you know,
yeah,
be geeked out in the middle of the crowd or whatever, and then people just started a... It became a thing after that, I think.
Next thing you know, he's working for Little Caesars.
Yeah. Hell, he was.
Air guitaring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then,
a...
you know, you got to give it to, I mean, without Priest, you don't really have the leather element into metal, do you? Like, it doesn't have that. I mean, somebody might have came along and done it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But he was definitely influential in the fashion of metal.
I just tried to type hell yeah and it auto-corrected to Greek, Utah.
Huh.
Greek, Utah. Is that a place?
Yeah.
So I just got an email from Phil, and it said, well, it's kind of old news now, but it says, we're wondering if Team Yancey could come down there and do some investigation on your haunted car wash. We can shoot thermal imaging and such, and would love to get your side of the story, too. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Have you ever seen Bigfoot in your car wash?
Greek, Utah, I have. I mean, hell yeah, I have.
You know what'd be funny is to get some footage of, like, you walking up with the camera and then turning the corner and then seeing, like, a Bigfoot, like, taking a shower in your car wash.
I thought you were going to say shit.
And then, well, maybe, because it has that little drain, right?
Yeah,
like, you could just be hunched there, and then he turns and sees you with the camera, and then he just starts running, and then all you see is a blur.
A blurry shit.
Yeah.
It would probably be some blurry shit. Yeah, you guys, if you're listening to the show, please come on down. Maybe we'll bring the TagCast equipment over there. That's equipment, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll bring the equipment over, and maybe we'll do a double time, like, podcast paranormal activity exploration bullshit thingy bimbobber.
Yeah. You should put a big old stuffed Sasquatch out in somebody's field way back out there.
Or
this is right behind your house. There's like
big
huge fields, right?
Yeah. Well, one is in between. It's probably maybe an acre big field, but yeah, we could, well, we don't want to say what we're going to do because we don't want to blow the surprise.
Yeah.
Because it's all real.
Yeah, there's a lot of field mice over there.
Oh, huge. There's so many they've turned into field rats now.
Really?
Farmer Tapeman has recently found one in front of his house, which is just about 3 blocks from my house. That sucker was this big without the tail.
Damn.
And that may not be a fish story, but if nobody can see me on the video feed,
you see, that's
about a
15
foot. Yeah, 15, 12, 15 inches. And that sucker was huge, and one of his neighbors, like, picked it up by the tail, and it was, like, bending up, like, trying to bite him and shit. It was like a New York rat.
Wow.
It was crazy.
In a New York rat.
Every song is the same to you.
What's that's New York Minute.
Oh.
In a New York rat.
Maybe that's what Hans is listening to today. I don't
know. Ooh. Hans's I was watching on Restaurant Impossible.
Yeah.
The other day, there's a restaurant serving muskrat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's worse than lion tacos.
Those are, yeah.
I heard
don't
some other people.
Taco.
That, I heard some other people were serving, like, some other exotic meat down there in Florida at some weird place, but shut them down. Okay, so it's Monday, so of course Hans is doing this on purpose now. I can fucking tell. Because once I said that Mondays mean Hans is listening to a band I've never heard of, now he's just making up shit. He's listening to a band apparently that's called Thousand Pieces. Not 1,000 or 8,000, but Thousand Pieces. The album's called Matador's Mistake.
Are you sure it's not Thou Sand Peak?
Oh, Thou Sand Pieces.
Yeah.
Hans, could you clear that up? Because I think you forgot to put a space there. Or maybe it's Thou's and Pieces.
Ah! Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of a band called that.
Thousand Pieces?
I think I've heard of it, too. There used to be a jazz rock band from Corvallis back in the 90s called that.
Whoa, I wonder if that's
and
them.
I think there's a band, a garage rock band, out of band called that.
Thousand Pieces as well?
Yeah.
It's either that or just 1,000. I'm not sure.
Doesn't seem like that long ago, you know, a couple incarnations ago, there were 998 pieces.
How long ago do you think it was?
I don't know. A couple, yeah, just a couple members ago.
Yeah. All right, and as far as me, one of the last things I was listening to was the album called Human by the band called Death, which is a great album. It was before Gene Hoglan stepped in, that fat bastard, but their drummer at the time was really good. Just a great album. It's very,
that's
very,
a pretty good one.
It's very technical. What have you been listening to, Jared?
Today I was listening to a Ramones CD called Loud Fast, their toughest hits. It came out in 2002, like a 30-song compilation.
Right on. I love their CDs because you always get so many songs on one CD.
Yep.
Like I had All the Stuff Volume 1, and I thought that it was a 2 CD set when I was looking at the back of it because it had like 40 songs on it, but they're all like a minute or two.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Blitzkrieg Bop. Yep. That was a few weeks ago. I was listening to some Ramones. But Hans, Thousand Pieces. Sure, whatever. I bet they are that Corvallis jazz, whatever you said they were, because
they might be.
He does that kind of stuff just to be Hans, just to be Hansy, Hanses.
I thought that I got a message from Hans on Tumblr the other day, but it was just somebody else.
That thing about the Zappacast or the shut up and play guitar.
Yeah,
what was the deal with that?
I didn't even understand it. It said I went to play shut up
and play
but it was
the shut up episode.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
All right. So people send those in anonymously, so it's like I can't, there's no conversation.
Right.
So I just post it publicly. I don't think anybody goes and like checks that daily for a reply.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll have to check and see. I'll look on that episode.
I got my Google glasses on.
Yeah.
Have you heard about those?
Oh, no. Well, I know of them, but I don't know that they're doing head motions.
That's how you scroll the pages. And you can't even notice that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that was a joke, though, on Saturday Night Live, because they had Fred Armisen come out, and he's supposed to be, like, representative for the Google glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, right now I'm checking my Facebook. And then he's like, see, I'm scrolling pages, and you can't even tell. And Seth's like, I can totally tell, because I totally see you moving your head. And he's like, yes, it's real easy. Just let me log in real quick. You just have to say your password. Peacock. 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 The voice recognition isn't working that well, but peacock. Peacock. So, had to mention that for this story. Did you guys hear about Morgan Freeman falling asleep on TV the other day?
I heard,
he nodded out while his co-star Michael Caine was talking about their new movie coming out called Now You See Me. They said that his eyes went closed and he was bobbing his head, and then he said, actually, I wasn't sleeping. I'm a beta tester for the new Google eyelids. Good one, Morgan.
Said?
Yeah.
Nice. He was on Jon Stewart the other day, and he had some funny stuff to say. No, they were talking about physics.
He's 75, dude. I'd be falling asleep on TV, too.
Yeah.
It's time for a nap.
Well, you know, I don't think anybody's laughing at him. I think they're kind of just...
They're like, he's narrated one too many stories.
Yeah. They're like, I probably would have fell asleep, too. 75, you're traveling around telling fucking the same story over and over.
It was a cold winter night, and we was at the Shawshank, and I need to work on my... I sang all night and partied all night, low voice today.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, do you remember that Sad Sack comic you have?
That's yeah.
Like, was that from when? 1930,
like
40, 60?
64. Sad Sack started in World War II, I do believe. Like 1939.
This reminded you, you got that off eBay or something?
Yeah.
Okay, this kind of reminded me of it because wouldn't it be awesome to find like an old school comic book that was worth so much? This dude in Minnesota, he's a remodeler. He bought a fixer-upper house for $10,100. They're tearing out the walls to remodel the place, and it's like the insulation is like old newspapers and stuff, and they found an original Superman comic book from 1938.
Wow.
And
it
he's like...
One of the early ones.
He's like, I didn't know... Oh, it was number Action Comics number one.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And
yeah, that is the issue.
And so he goes, I didn't know what I had at the time. and I tried to open it, and he ripped the front cover. So that downgraded it from a 3 out of a 5 to a 1 point, or I mean a 3 out of 10 to a 1.5 out of 10. His high bid right now on Comic-Con or ComicConnect.com is $107,333.
I believe it. But is the
if he wouldn't have ripped the cover, if it wouldn't rip the cover, it would have been worth more than $2 million because 10 of them have recently sold for more than $2
million. God. Wow. That's crazy. So it dropped the price like 95%.
Yeah. He was like, oh, check out this. Oh, fuck.
I had a similar experience with them on my comics.
You ripped them?
No.
Oh.
But I opened it up and then I was looking at it and then I noticed that, you know, because those sleeves had tape on them.
Right.
And then it was like, they're stuck.
Damn it.
So, you know, I mean, just a little tiny thing, but it was one of the ones I had. I think it was like $4 I spent for that one.
Yeah.
Because it was a file copy is what they call it when you don't want to fucking even take it out.
Right.
Yep. And then I did. And then I ruined it.
You're like reading.
I dropped the grade down from like an 8 to a 2.
How?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you rip it?
I'm just messing around.
Oh, come on.
No, I just got a little piece of tape off. You like a Twisted Sister for number 8?
Twisted Sister didn't make my list.
Hmm. All right, any sisters make it in there? Sister Christian, you got Night Ranger.
Night Ranger is there. No, just kidding. One of the first bands I saw twice as a youngster, I saw Night Ranger open for Sammy Hagar, and then I saw them open for Quiet Riot and Joan Jett and Loverboy at the...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you saw them twice?
Within like a couple years in like 83
and
84.
Did they do anything similar? Like, was it the same set?
It was pretty much the same set, and the drummer set his drums sideways so you could see him while he was singing Sister Christian. And he was from Elmira. Did you know that?
Elmira.
Kelly, whatever his last name
is. Is that around here?
Yeah, it's over by where they have the country fair.
Oh, okay.
I spend a week every year out there in Elmira, Bonita area.
And it sounded familiar.
And his sister, Christian, actually did go to that school. It's a true story. But I don't know what.
Oh, wow.
What's Motorin? Is that like motorboat?
Motorin!
Is that like motorboating?
I don't know. They got those motor inns, though.
Oh, maybe she ran away from home and was staying at a motor inn.
What's
your prize for a double bed?
Yeah.
No.
my friend Jerry, he used to sing that as Hippa Christian.
Ooh.
Hippa Christian. And then I would sing something about. Jesus, your time has come, or whatever the chorus says.
Yeah.
That probably wasn't very kosher. All right.
What do you got for number 7? Mine aren't in order, but I'm going to give my whole list after we find out how many we share.
7 is Iron Maiden.
Yeah, that's got to be on any metalhead's list, I think, unless you really hate Bruce Dickinson a lot, like Hans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if Hans.
Well, I know he loves the first,
early guy.
Yeah, he loves the first couple albums.
Paul D'Onofrio.
That's close. That's about as close as every song you try to sing.
All right.
P. Dal Nel Love Now, Ro. You know, Paul Diano.
D'Onofrio.
Paul D'Onofrio.
I watched the movie the other day. It was kind of, I can't remember what movie it was.
It was called The Other Day.
It had Christopher Walken in it.
Love that dude.
But it wasn't the stand-up guys, because I read the reviews, and it was like...
Not good.
Don't even bother. It was like mostly one-star reviews, and it's like, I wanted to like it, but I just didn't. And I'm like, well, that's probably where I'm going to fall, because, you know, I mean, you got Pacino walking and arcing. You would think. And then I think the whole movie, they're just hanging out in a car, right?
I haven't seen the previews yet, but I've heard about it.
I only saw the
just one. The names. I thought, well, that'd be good to watch, even if it was shitty. So far we got Iron Maiden and Judas Priest are the two that we're sharing.
Sure.
So what else you got on his list?
Yeah. When did you first discover Iron Maiden, Jared?
Probably back like when I was like, I think 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I had heard them on one of the rock radio stations at the time, I think KUFO or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad, I had bought their album that came out in 2000 on CD, and then we listened to it together, and then I started getting into their older stuff.
Nice.
Right on. I'm trying to remember. I think
Fear of the Dark?
I think it was called Brave New World.
Yeah, that's right. And I think I got introduced, you know, it's kind of weird, but I guess I was only 13 or 14 when Number of the Beast came out. I don't think I was introduced to that. First, I heard Peace of Mind. A friend brought Peace of Mind album over and actually traded it to me for Dio's Holy Diver.
Holy Diver!
And actually, we were just going to trade for a while, but then he said he got drunk and sat on it and broke it. So he kept the broken one. You broke it, you buy it.
That was the thing about tapes. They wouldn't break as easily when you sit on them.
Yeah, but if you spilled beer on them, they were fucked.
That is true.
So we got Priest and Maiden, and those were mainstays.
When I first, Maiden was like, I remember seeing the poster at the fair, like we were talking about the other day, where you throw the darts.
Oh, yeah.
And the Seventh Son of the Seventh Son poster was very, it was probably one of the heights of posters, you know? You going to take that one home or the Samantha Fox one? God, that's a tough call. Uh-huh. Hey, get them both. Pay $2.
All right.
Ah, Metallica, number six.
Now, I contemplated putting Metallica on my list, but they didn't make it because of the fact of where they've gone over the last 20 years. But I really did love them. They're a huge influence to me as far as from like 84 when I first heard of them till like Enter Sandman came on KZell. I was like, what? You heard it on KZell? You heard the new Metallica on KZell?
I heard it on the KZell.
Like, are they a metal station now, or is... No, they're like, no, Metallica's a rock band now.
Was that so, the early...
They probably would have been right up there in 11 or 12 with Accept.
There was a radio station that played like a lot of like Maiden back in the day, right?
Well, KGON used to back in the early 80s. They were
That's who I'm thinking of.
They used to have the top
out
five
down
and five.
In Eugene and stuff?
Oh, in Eugene? No, I was talking about KGON, but there was a metal zone on KZell every...
Maybe that's what it was.
Saturday
it was
or Wednesday night or something. And they would have the dude from the Record Garden come in there and bring in all of his favorite new metal albums. And Al Scott was actually the DJ from that, who's still kicking around, I think, on 97.9.
He's still kicking around, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's back in Eugene on KNRQ.
Oh, really?
I believe so. That's the last
place
I saw.
He was working at
UFO
K-Fly for a while, right?
Or
KUFO?
KUFO until they shut down, yeah.
Okay. Shut down?
Yeah. They're like a talk radio show now or something.
That's the one out of Portland, right?
Yeah. Okay. They used to be like the best heavy metal station out of Portland, I thought.
Yep.
They covered all the good concerts. They always had the UFO Hummer out there.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I listened to the radio. And when I did, I don't know if that was one of the stations we picked up.
Yeah.
Number five. Many say this guy is the greatest death metal guitarist of all time.
Death.
Yep.
Chuck Schuldiner. Yep. There's just so many bands, you know? Yeah, I don't have room for all of them on my top 10, but God, Death would definitely be in the top 13 because I've already said that Accept and that other band would be in there too, but no.
I haven't spent a lot of time listening to Death.
I was just listening to Human, as I said, and some of their older stuff is a little bit more brash as far as production, but it was so groundbreaking.
Yeah,
like
the first one's pretty good. Scream Bloody Gore.
Yeah, and Leprosy is good, too.
I like all the first five.
Yeah.
Until the one that came out in 93.
Was that a...
Individual Thought Pattern?
Yeah.
Yeah, and their stuff after that, just I wasn't too impressed with.
They were trying to get a little bit too showy with their scales and stuff like that, and losing sight of the metal, I think. But yeah, and then he had another band... Control Denied, which they finished the record posthumously because he passed away, but a little less death metal, but he didn't want, you know, some bands change over the years and he just figured that it would be better to call it a different band and instead of taking away something from the legacy of death and saying, well, they changed their style.
Sure.
You know, like I think Metallica should have done. I think Metallica should have changed their name.
I think so too. I think a lot of more people would have respected them. Moving forward and been more open to accepting of their
like this is a new
their
thing
poppier,
we're doing,
rockier stuff. Like, this is our metal stuff. We're, you know, we're recognizing that we're getting more metal.
Yeah, we're progressing.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, for the mainstay, you know, but then you got a whole rebrand. But do you have to rebrand when you're Metallica after the Black Album?
No, I think it's funny, like,
one
time.
You probably could have... right after the Black Album, between Reload. Even after Reload, if they would have changed the name, I would have went, cool.
Yeah. I think that it's funny, there was a quote from Kirk Hammett in that movie, Some Kind of Monster, where he's saying, we were all fighting, and, my future was literally hanging in front of me, and I had to think to myself, if this is not a band anymore, what am I going to do? Live off the royalties or fucking start another band that's going to have a top 10 hit because you're Kirk Hammett already? No?
Not if... Not if people keep Napster going.
Napster.
I'm going to take the old Lars thing, right?
I'm going to take a Napster.
Well, yeah.
It makes me sleepy. So, yeah, Death. Good. Love those guys.
Number four, Death of the Mega.
Death of the Mega Death.
Yep. So, there was Death, and these guys were a step above because they were Mega.
But they forgot the A in the Death.
They did.
Yeah.
And they did.
Did you know that Kerry King was basically the first guitarist with Dave Mustaine to do Megadeth?
Really?
I've heard about that. I saw a live video from '84. Yeah. He wasn't sure if he wanted to leave Slayer, but yeah, he decided to stay with Slayer.
Yeah, and that's when they got Chris Poland or whatever. But yeah, there's only a few videos.
Tempting, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it was a new thing at the time.
Sure.
But
Slayer probably wasn't super established at that time, were they?
It was before Rain and Blood, so yeah, he was like,
they were there
doing
people
this
thing. Were listening to the stuff,
and everybody's kind of probably thinking, oh well, this might take off, might not, maybe I should do this thing with Dave Mustaine, he used to be in Metallica.
And at that time it was you're listening to Metallica and that Slayer,
yeah,
probably their first two albums,
and then you hear
like,
hey, there's a band with a guy from Slayer and Metallica.
Megadeth. Yeah.
Well, they must be good.
Mm-hmm.
Rattly.
They don't have an A in there, though.
Yeah, it's Megadeth with just one A.
Yeah. That came up a while ago when I was on Facebook, and I mentioned something about... somebody said something about death metal Dave.
Yeah.
And I gave him some shouts out, and then somebody local said, is that Death Metal Dave Easton?
Well, no, there's
over at the Black Light? And I'm like, nope, that's this guy. And then,
there's a lot
death
of
Death
Metal
Dave, he doesn't have the A in the death.
No, it's like a mega death
but
metal
the
Dave.
Death Metal Dave Eastman has the A in there.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. So there's a difference.
That's right.
Number three... A Black Sabbath.
Oh, that's on my list. I think that would probably be on everybody's heavy metal list, whether you've turned into a death metal head or a thrasher, or because they're kind of the basics of it.
How many early pictures do you remember seeing of with Tony Iommi's wooden finger or whatever?
I've seen quite a few promo shots. Not in promo shots, but live shots when he's playing.
I was looking at a promo shot from back in the day that was probably... None of them looked recognizable, so I know it was pretty early.
Probably
but
Earth.
He had his hand in his little pocket, and the other one was, smoking a cigarette or something. Or,
oh, he was Alanis Morissette in it, huh?
Yeah.
Got then, one hand in my pocket. One smoking a cigarette.
But he had it was a weird dress jacket he had on.
It's like, I'm going to stick my fake fingertips in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they were weird and wooden and leather when he first got them.
Yeah, it had a leather pouch thing that almost kind of kept it on.
But now he's got some new real-looking fingertips. Man. He actually had his own fingerprints put on his prosthetic fingertips.
Yeah, that'd be...
something.
Yeah, well, just the whole way the story went down. Do you believe that story?
I try to. I don't have any reason not to believe it, but it was supposed to be his last day of work.
It was his last day of work, and he was going to not go. And his mom talked him into being responsible.
Just go on your last day. You're quitting to be in a band anyway.
Yeah, right before they were going on tour. And then he slices his finger
two of the tips of his fingers off. Two main, and just the odds of that it could have been his right hand, and he's left-handed.
Yeah, but that's where I question whether or not the story's validity is whether or not it was his last day or whether or not his mom made him go or,
Or those
embellishments. Seem like embellishments to me.
Yeah.
It could have been in the last week or I don't know. It could have been 3 years prior. Who knows?
Yeah. I did hear an interview with him talking that said it was my last day and I'd already put in my notice.
Well, it's not impossible.
Yeah. But who knows if his mom coerced him. Yeah. Gosh darn it, Mom. Look, you made me get my fucking fingers cut off, Mom. You bitch. Now look at me. I'm prosthetic finger guy.
Yep. Would you send her those fingers like every Mother's Day?
Yeah. Just send her your prosthetic fingers after you get new ones. Here, Mom, think about it.
All right. So we got two bands left.
Right. So far I've matched three out of eight. It's not terrible, but.
All right. All right.
It's all a matter of opinion.
Number two, Victims of Internal Decay.
Oh, that's not on my list because I can't be so narcissistic. But I loved that band. Loved being a part of it. Looks like we got a guest at the TagCast Studios.
Hello?
Who is it? They can't hear us, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't have them on there? Is this your ride, Jared? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then number one, you got any guesses?
Oh, it's probably my number one. Slayer.
Uh-huh.
Yep, because I think every metal fan has a number one of Slayer.
Yeah.
So our four matches were Slayer, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and Black Sabbath. Four definite mainstays in metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then mine were kind of close to his, but just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Like a couple death metal bands. Napalm Death is on my list. Obituary and Brutal Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thrashers in my list are like Exodus and Anthrax. And then I stuck a little Dark Angel in there because those guys were a big influence on me with Darkness Descends and Leave Scars, which I had their tapes in 85, 86. So.
I would definitely I'd give many listens in my younger days to the old Twisted Sister and the Black Sabbath.
Yeah. I listened to some Twisted Sister, too, but they just never made it into my favorites.
Yeah. Somebody said it was the guy from Pain Clinic the other day. He wrote out his top 15...
metal bands?
Metal guitarists.
Ah.
And I asked him where CC DeVille is there. So why don't you go 26 and include fucking CC? And he's like, nah, he's probably in my top 50.
Really?
And then I said, well, I kept going with the initials, and I was like, JJ French?
Ah.
And then I realized it's not his initials, and then we had a good laugh at
yeah.
What?
J.R. Bamonte?
No, six-string shredder.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so I guess that about brings us to an end here of this episode,
doesn't
it? And we've got the top 10 metal list and all that other good stuff. We'd like to thank you for being here, Jared. Thanks for coming down to the show. And we will see you guys for a Hump Day edition on Monday.
Woo! And, Hump it up.
Have a good Monday, you all. Take it easy, Jared.
Rock on.
And metal. Potato fries it up like a sausage. Corn dog crunchies in the night.
Mmm.
Made out of lion meat.
Oh, I think it's right left.
I heard him start the vehicle. Hey, could anybody come over and give our guest a ride home? If not, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Hey, all you taggots, what's up? I am here to tell you what's up. You're going to go do some shows. Go do some shows. Go watch them. Go play them, whatever you want to do. May 26th, we got Sick Man, the Alice in Chains cover band at the Black Forest, opening for national touring band Moss Generator. It's going to be a free show, 10 o'clock, 21 and over. May 28th, Bolt Thrower, Benediction, Hellshock. It's going to be a great show at the Star Theater in Portland. It's been years since either of those bands, Bolt Thrower, played over here, so that would be great. May 31st, it's Usnia, Bellwitch, Norska, and Bastard Feast at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland. I think the tickets are like $5 or $8. You can get them at Ash Street's website. Also that night, if you're not into the Doom thing, you can go see some thrashy death metal at the Hawthorne Theater with Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, Cobra, and the Lotus. Tickets are on sale now. You should get them. That might sell out. as well as this show, Saturday night, June 1st, Lamb of God with Decapitated and Terror at the Roseland Theater in Portland. And the next night, at the Black Forest, it's Omnility, Necryptic, Compulsive Slasher, a couple other bands, Death Metal Onslaught. It's a free show, 21 and over, starts a little earlier than most Black Forest shows, 9 p.m. because there's a ton of bands. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, The Odious, and Never Awake at the Hawthorne Theater. Listen to Sick Daddy Radio at sickdaddyradio.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to that show. It's June 4th. Intronaut is a great band, as well as Earth to Ashes, local rockers. June 8th, it's Albumpalooza 2, fundraiser for local charity, Albany Riverside Community Center. Featuring Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Catechist, Bikini, American Roulette, and Shred, Bikini, and Kevin Smith. I don't know who Kevin Smith is, but he'll be there as well. And if you can't make it to that, say you're in Portland that night, June 8th, go see Necryptic from Eugene, playing with World of Lies and Damage Overdose, also Borean Rage, featuring Dan from Truculence. That's happening at Katie O'Brien's, a bar that's been recently doing some extreme metal shows, which is good to see. Some comedy shows coming up. June 13th, Tracy Morgan from, Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. He's going to be at the Newmark Theater telling his dark brand of humor up in Portland. The next night, June 14th, that's a Friday, at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl. It's the Pantsless Comedy Show, hosted by Mike McGowan. I'll be featuring that night. I don't know who the headliner is, but apparently we'll all have our pants off. That's a free show. It's 21 and over. You should come down and laugh with us. Maybe you'll laugh at us because we don't have our pants on. June 20th at the Wow Hall, it's Pauly Shore. Do you think he's still going to do the same stuff that he's been doing? I don't know if I'd pay to see that. But you might want to go out to the Wow Hall and check that out if you'd like. Bunch of other shows coming up, like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company at the Sleep Country Amphitheater, June 21st for that one. July 3rd, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival with Rob Zombie, Mastodon, Amon Amarth, many more. White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. July 18th, we've got Black Flag. Don't get your hopes up, though. No Henry Rollins there. They'll be playing with Good For You and Piggy at the Hawthorne Theater. July 20th at 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse, not to be confused with Cannibal Corpse, a band that does pot parodies of Cannibal Corpse songs. They're a great, great band. Also coming this summer, the day before my birthday, August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge. Lots of stuff for you guys to do. If it's Friday night, go check out Comedy at the Baghdad. It's always going on. And when you get home, listen to TagCast Podcast. I can't speak. It's at tagcastpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.